Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's 3 o'clock in the morning out here on the high sea. I want to thank John Meyer, who's sitting next to me. My name is Steve Diamond, and I'm a new disc jockey here on Radio Caroline. I've brought some programs here together for tonight. Starting off first with the old top of the hour hit.
Radio Caroline.
On this little pirate boat, which rocks back and forth. And on top of this boat, which is rocking, there's an antenna, which is sending out wave motions, vibrations. So there's nothing stationary on this station. You'll have to bear with me as I tell you a little bit about myself through the records that I've chosen to play. Because it's sort of like calling people up on a telephone, and they can hear you, but you can't hear them. So take it away with Dr. John, then. That was Dr. John and his family from the record Sun, Moon, and Herbs, from which you also heard earlier Familiar Reality. I wasn't speaking loud enough for you to hear me. My name is Steve Diamond. I'm a new DJ here on Radio Caroline. I don't have a logo yet, but I was thinking all day about Radio High C, as in the letter Caroline, for cosmic consciousness, community, changes, chakras, comedy, currency, cannabis, counterculture, piracy on the high C, etc. Okay, enough of that. Radio Caroline, the time is now 3:20, and I have a little Mr. Mick Jagger coming on for you. Folks, Radio Caroline here, Steve Diamond at the control dashboard. You heard first Moonlight Mile from the Stones and two pieces from Jimi Hendrix, Hot and Cold Like a Wet Rolling Stone, and then Angel. It's now 25 minutes to 4 o'clock. I'm going to be with you till 5. At 5 o'clock you get Peter Van Dyken. Mike Hagler's here with me in the studio, though he's asleep. I hope that's not a testament to the music that I'm playing. You'll be hearing different comments from me about things I'm learning out here on the high sea. When I was in Amsterdam, I met a great poet, magician, Simon Finkenhoek by name, who suggested to me that perhaps we should have people send their dreams to us, so that we could read the best dreams on the air. Because after all, dream language is like universal archetypes, forms that no matter what culture you live in are pretty standard. There was a thing I read about a tribe in the South Pacific of about 60 people who every morning before they even ate, everyone would tell their dream. And whoever was clairvoyant that day was interpreted. It could be anyone, a little child or an old woman or etc. But now I'd like to dedicate a song to a woman whom I love, who's out there curled up with the radio, I hope, listening to my voice, from the Righteous Brothers. And you heard the clicking machine.